There's nothing more cool than being hugged by someone you like. But if someone tries to touch you in a place or in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's no good. It's your body. No one has the right to touch you if you don't want them to. So what do? First, you say no. Then, you get out of there. Most important, you gotta tell someone you trust. Like your parents, your teacher, a police officer.
The best in Sega vocal tracks. This is the voice of Sega with Dr. Scott Nick.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just played there was... We just played there. Passion from Metropolis Street Racer. We had to start off the night with some sex sounds on Radio Sega after Sonic told us about sexual harassment and you should never touch someone without their consent. Then after that, we had Each Now Reversed and Matsuni Yugai's Secret Metal Craving of Princess. What the hell sort of name is that? From the Chunifim? I have no idea how you pronounce that, but it's from some sort of arcade game, I'd assume. Anyway, hello everyone, welcome to The Voice of Sega. It is lovely to see you all this week. I want to give some shout-outs to some people. Give a good old shout-out to my pal, my buddy, Anna. Hello, thank you for listening. I sort of just forced it upon her. I sent her a link, I'm like, listen to my show, give me views, please. Well, listeners, not really views, you can't really view a radio show. I'm very tired as well, so I may say words and they may just be... They may not make any sense whatsoever, but that's what makes this so much more beautiful. And also, in the chat, we have Mr. II, Miles Price, the one, the only, the sexy, the British Andy. We also have True, if she's around, maybe not. Maybe Green Viper 8, I'm not sure. And John the VG Nerd. Someone who haven't spoken to in a while, so hello John, I hope you are well. I hope you are doing fabulously. Anyway, on tonight's show, we shall be talking about Oz Comic Con, because I just went to a convention today called Oz Comic Con, where a lot of fun stuff happened. I was there from 9:30 in the morning to about 6 p.m. Very, very, very tired. Got home, then the Splatoon 2 test fire thing was happening, so I played that too, and then I was like, you know what, I need to have a little rest, and I'm like, oh wait, I'll go do my show too. It's been a crazy day. But we're going to be talking about that a bit later on. We're also going to be talking about some Sega news as well, as usual. And also what we've been playing recently, which is, for me, Nintendo Switch. I've barely played anything else. But before then, we're going to play a bit more of some weird tracks. We've played a few weird tracks to start the show off. And to continue that trend, coming up next is Puyo Puyo, the rock version. Enjoy.
Boop.
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was some okay, I'm never gonna do that again. I apologize. That was Puyo Puyo, the rock version from Puyo Puyo, obviously. Then after that we had So Much More, the Fantasia Project radio mix from Sonic and All-Stars Racing, sung by the one, the only, Mr. Bentley Jones. someone just messaged me, God, Scott, for my rendition of the Puyo Puyo. They just said, do it again. Maybe a bit later. If other people want me to do another live rendition of Puyo Puyo, be sure to let me know in the chat. And if I get enough love and support to do it, I'll do it. Or if you never want me to do it again, I'll be sure to just never do it again. Never ever. Anyway, let's get into some Sega news, shall we, before we talk about the main event. So, Shenmue 3 has just got a developer update, where it has a little bit of a sneak peek of some of the in-game action. I'm not sure, entirely sure if it's a cutscene or some gameplay footage. It looked pretty scripted, but it still looked pretty sexy. And I'm looking forward to Shenmue 3 for when that eventually comes out. It's supposed to come out end of this year, but I doubt it will. The Sonic the Hedgehog team had a panel at South by Southwest in America last week. I was originally going to talk about this last week, but I went away for the weekend, so I couldn't. And they announced some new details about the new Sonic games. First of all, we have Sonic Mania, which is the new 2D Sonic game in the style of the retro classic Sonic games. It was originally supposed to come out in the springtime for Northern Hemisphere, or autumn for Southern Hemisphere, but unfortunately it's been delayed till summer for Northern, winter for Australia. So it's only about a 2 month delay or so, but it's not too much of a deal, and of course that'll mean we'll have a better product at the end of it. And they also announced for that, Sonic Mania, they will be having a flying battery stage in it. If you don't know, Sonic Mania is sort of takes original stages from the original Sonic games and remixes them up a bit while keeping the same 2D style while also having new stages as well. It's really weird and I really, really like it. Like the first part of the stage for Green Hill Zone, for example, will be pretty much the same from the original, but then it will go on and do its own thing, which I find pretty cool. And that will be for Flying Battery as well. So if you like that level from Sonic & Knuckles, be excited for that. Also, Project Sonic 2017 is no longer called that, as it has now been officially announced to be called Sonic Forces. This is the new 3D Sonic game, which will also feature Classic Sonic, so it will also have 2D gameplay. This game is basically Sonic Generations 2, even though heaps of Sonic fans get salty when people say that. But it's Sonic Generations 2. I look forward to seeing when more information comes out on the game. So far they only showed us a 30 second gameplay teaser, and the instrumentals of the theme song, which sounds really, really, really cool. And it's going to have vocal tracks as well when it's completed. So I look forward to playing that on the show. In some other news, Wonder Boy The Dragon's Trap remake is coming out April 18th for PS4, Xbox One and Nintendo Switch, and they just announced you can play as Wonder Girl, so yay for equality. And that's pretty much all the big Sega news that's going on, mainly just the Sonic stuff that happened last week. I had my expectations really, really high for it because we hadn't heard any information about these games for a very long time. So I was expecting we're going to get a release date for this, we're going to get heaps of trailers for this. Unfortunately, we didn't. It was just sort of like a little sprinkle of information, but it kept me thirsty for some more, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Sega has in store for us down the track. I'm just getting spammed on Facebook to do it, so I'll do it when I end this segment off. So calm down there, Anna. I'll do it for you. And finally, final piece of Sega news for today. Sega and Archie still in talks over Sonic the Hedgehog license. If you haven't known, Archie have been in a bit of trouble recently, or over the past few years, when it comes to the Sonic the Hedgehog comic, with a lot of lawsuits going on, a lot of just behind the scenes kerfuffles and other not so great stuff. And no one really knows about the future of the Sonic comics due to licensing issues and stuff like that, but the future doesn't look very hopeful for it, which is a bit of a shame. But yes, that's pretty much all the news to talk about for this week. In 2 weeks' time, Persona 5 is coming out for PS4 and PlayStation 3. Are you looking forward to that? If you are, be sure to tell me if you've got a pre-order for it. Are you going to get the special edition with all the bag and the art book and the CD? Or are you just going to get the normal copy? Unfortunately, I missed out on the special edition. So I'm just going to get the normal steelbook for it. I've never actually played a Persona game before, but I'm really, really interested in playing it because they look really, really cool. I love the visual style of them. They look great. But anyway, we're going to go back to some more music, and then we shall return to talk about Oz Comic Con, because a lot of stuff happened there. So, coming up next, from Metropolis Street... Good words there, Scott. From Metropolis Street Racer, It Doesn't Really Matter. And to end off this little talk segment, just for Anna, I apologize to everyone else, but I've been asked to sing the Puyo Puyo song again, so here we go. Puyo Puyo, Puyo Puyo, Puyo Puyo. Okay, I'm never doing that again, I apologize. Come next, Metropolis Street Racer, It Doesn't Really Matter, enjoy.
Oh, find it forbidden. And when they lying, and it's really only truth that they spitting. If you believe them, then it's really just a lie that's been written. It's kinda hard to try to figure out the science religion, cause all the hate that you spraying is really love that's misgiven. And all the love that you craving is just a hateful incision. And when our souls cradle, then it's in a grave or in prison. The state we live in ain't the way we envisioned. When we were babies, there were so many ways we were left wishing. But now the world has been pulled over these eyes that they glisten. And now that glimmer of hope won't even shine in a prism. The things that you conceal, they can't hide you. The things that you reveal, they can't guide you. What you thought was real is just a lie too. If you can't find the truth will find you. The things that you detest are deep inside you. The things that you possess, they only ride you. The words that you confess are just a lie too. If you can't find the truth will find you. The magic are often painful and tragic. Your final place is a wasteland filled with anger and havoc. And all the angels and magic couldn't re-angle the traffic. And this disgrace of a place is left to his demons and addicts. There ain't no way to try to come back from these adequate souls. They'll leave you lost until you find that strip of rascal. Cause when the human mind is nothing more than vegetables, it's so easy to spray and say there's nothing left of those. That's the point, is that they grow it, they don't want you to know it. So they dress it up like it's pretty when it's really a rodent. And they make it out to be silly when it's really a potent. And yeah, they call it your partner when it's really your opponent. The things that you conceal, they can't hide you. The things that you reveal, they can't guide you. What you thought was real is just a lie too. If you can't find the truth will find you. The things that you detest are deep inside you. The things that you possess, they only ride you. The words that you confess are just a lie too. The only way to find the truth is to find you. Yeah, yeah, they can't hide you. Can't guide you, yeah, yeah. It's all a lie too. The only way to find the truth is to find you. Yeah, yeah, they gonna ride you. Yeah, yeah, they deep inside you. Yeah, yeah, they right behind you. The only way to find the truth is to find you.
And welcome back to The Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was It Doesn't Really Matter from Metropolis Street Racer. And the British Andy in the chat was saying that he was thinking about this song earlier. Which of course is why I played it for him, because if you didn't know, me and the British Andy, we have sort of a connection for our minds, you know. And we occasionally use it to chat with each other. But we sort of respect each other's privacy, and we don't intrude on it. But I was like, you know what? I haven't done it in a while, so I'm gonna have a look inside his brain, see what he's thinking. And he was thinking that he wanted to listen to this song, so I played it for him. And there we go. That was a lovely song from Metropolis Street Racer, one of my favorite racing games I've never played. Just the soundtrack alone makes me love Metropolis Street Racer, and it just looks like a lot of fun as well. Then after that we had Find You from Anarchy Reigns. I really, really like that song. I love the whole chanting and the little orchestral parts, along with all the rap. It's a really, really cool song. I'm going to be playing another Anarchy Reigns song a bit later on. It's a very weird song. I'm mainly doing it for my friend Anna, who's doesn't know barely anything about Sega at all, so I'm playing a lot of the weird songs tonight, because why not? So I love you too, Andy. Andy just said in the chat, love you, Scott. That's pretty cute. Anyway, so today I went to Oz Comic Con. Oz Comic Con is basically Comic Con in America, but a bit more crappy. So I woke up this morning. Me and my friend thought that Comic-Con started at 10 a.m, but it actually started at 9. Oops. So we arrived at about 9:30, 9:40-ish to see that it was already open. So we're like, oh no. So we made our way inside, and it didn't seem as packed as it usually is. At conventions in Australia, at least, they're usually extremely, extremely packed, and there's a lot of not a lot of moving room. You're all squished up against each other, trying to walk around all the stalls and all that sort of stuff. But when we got there, it seemed rather quiet in comparison. There were still a lot of people there, but not as much as usual. And I noticed they had a Nintendo booth there. So my first port of call was to head over to the Nintendo booth, see what they had. And they had a Nintendo Switch set up where you could play some Legend of Zelda, which I've already owned, so I don't really need to play that. They had some snipper clips. They had Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which I would have liked to play. I would like to see what Mario Kart on the Switch was like, but unfortunately there was a few too many people around there. But I managed to play some ARMS, because they had that for people to play as well. And that was a lot of fun. I didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I did, but you use two Joy-Cons. You tilt left, you tilt right to move back and forward. You tilt forward, you tilt back to move, well, backwards and forwards, obviously. Left and right to go left and right. Backwards and forwards to go backwards and forwards. You do like a sort of a block thing with your hands to block. You use your right arm to punch, left arm to punch, both together to grab them. And it was actually very, very tactical. It wasn't... I see a lot of people just waving their hands about, which isn't the right way to play it. Me and my friend had some proper good games, and the game is also available to play on the Pro Controller as well, so I'm looking forward to seeing how this game is when it comes out on a professional level, if that becomes a thing, because that'll be really, really fun to watch, I believe. So we had a few games of ARMS, that was a lot of fun, and then we walked around the booth some more, see what it had to offer. I found this little store with... they were selling stuff for really cheap, and I managed to get a Sonic screwdriver from Doctor Who for $5, which is not bad. And I managed to get this really, really bad Wii U game for $1, which is probably what it's worth, because I would not pay more than $5 for it, but I managed to get it for $1. So, yay, I guess. What else did I buy? I was also forced into buying some chocolate fudge by one of the stores, because they wouldn't leave me alone. And I just gave up, and I'm like, okay, I'll buy your damn fudge. And I bought it. I've only ate a quarter of it, but it's really good. And I'm sort of glad I got it now. But I'm going to regret it a bit later on. But the two main parts of the day was the autographs and photographs I got. So... at Comic-Con, you have to go get tokens for your autographs and photographs even. British Andy says you should have told them to fudge off. I like that one. That was good. So you need to buy tokens for your photos and your autographs. I got a autograph with Charles. I keep forgetting his last name. Charles Martinet. Martinet? I don't know. I got an autograph of him, and I got a photo ticket for Arthur Darvill, the person who plays Rory Williams from Doctor Who. So I get my tokens, cost me $90 in total, $60 for the photo, $30 for the autograph. Quite a lot of money. So I head over to the autograph with the man, the legend, the voice of Mario. I line up and we're waiting in line. There's not too many people there, which is good, because we got there early. And the person in front of me, he spoke to us for a little second about something. I had no idea what he was talking about, because he was slurring his words, and he had a really, really strong Australian accent as well. So slurred, mumbled words plus Australian thick accent does not combine very well. So he's talking to me and my friend, and we're like, Mario, haha, yes, great. So we walk up, he goes and gets his autograph, and he's talking to Charles, and Charles is going, oh yeah, and all that sort of stuff. And then he walks off, I walk up to him, and he looks at me, he goes, did you get any of that? And I was like, no, I did not. He goes, I tried really hard, but I just... what was he saying? And I'm like, I agree. And we had some great banter about the guy before us. He's like, am I bad for not being able to understand him? And we're like, no, don't worry, we can understand him either, it's fine. And he's like, okay, that's good then. And as he was doing his signature It was on a little photo with heaps of different Mario characters. It had Mario, Luigi, Wario, Waluigi, Baby Mario, Baby Luigi. And he's writing his autograph down even. And he's like, Super Scott, you're number one. He wrote that down. And then he drew like little faces and little words next to all the characters. And he just got into character for every single person he did it to. So he would go, Luigi, wah, wah, Wario, wah, 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 I'm going to draw a silly face here. Wah, wah, Luigi, wah, wah. Luigi, baby Luigi. And I'm just looking at him like, okay, thank you. It put a massive smile on my face, which I think is mainly the biggest reason why he does it, because it brought joy to me. And it just made me feel very happy. And just seeing someone being someone who loves their job so much that they were going, yeah, Wario, Wario, in person during autographs. It was really fun to watch, because sometimes you go get the autograph, they just write their name down, they go, here you go, and that's it. But he made it an experience, he made it really fun, and I love that about it. And then after that, we looked around the stalls a bit more, and then Mr. Mario Man, Charles, had his panel, which I decided to go over to. I managed to get front row seats for it, and that man he should be a motivational speaker. The stuff he was talking about, it really struck a chord with me. It made me think, wow, I want to be like you. He said some really nice stuff about going with your heart. Do what you want to do. Do what makes you happy. Stuff like that. And he was just very, very interesting to listen to, because he had some very wise words to say. Well, also being rather funny as well. He loves Nintendo and Mario and all that. After every single question, he would do a little Mario or Luigi or wah. And it was great. I love him so much. Great experience. And then I went to go see Arthur Darvill, the person from Doctor Who, person who played Rory Williams from Series 5 to Series 7 of Doctor Who. And I went to get a photo with him. I just did a classic gun finger point sort of thing to the camera with him. Not the biggest fan of how it turned out. My face looks pretty stupid, but oh well. And then I went to his panel, which was massive. There was heaps of people there for that. And the highlight of that panel was the first question was, and I quote, could you chuck us a cheeky dab? To which Arthur Darvill was like, what's a cheeky dab? And I stood up, I did a dab, and then he did one too. And it's one of the most proudest moments of my life. I know, I'm a pathetic person, but it was worth it. He did a lovely dab, and then later on that during his panel, his microphone exploded. It just popped and didn't work anymore, and it scared the daylights out of him. And it was hilarious to watch. Then 2 minutes later, it popped back into life, and then every 5 minutes, it just kept popping. And It was a fun experience. We all thought we were going to die, but we made it out alive, which is good. Green Viper says in the chat, too cheeky. Indeed. It's almost like we should have gone to Nando's after. Twinny said he dabbed. He dabbed, alright. If you want to see the dab, head over to my private Twitter, at Dr. Skonic, and you can see the little video of him asking, what's a cheeky dab? And you can see my video camera, like, shake a bit, move. And that's where I do a dab as well. II says, isn't that a drugs reference? No, it's not. Not at all. If it was, I'd be very surprised. Green Viper says, I don't buy into the Nando's hype, lad. Nando's is pretty good. I'll just leave it at that. But it was a very fun day. Got to meet Voice of Mario, which is amazing. While wearing a Sonic the Hedgehog t-shirt, which I feel was a bit insulting to him, but oh well. I met another character from Doctor Who, which makes it my 7th person from Doctor Who I've met. So quite a few. I got to play some ARMS, I bought a bunch of stuff, got some nice chocolate fudge, made a few new friends. Overall, a very, very good day. And now I've got hiccups. Lovely. But anyway, we're going to go back to some music, and then we're going to end off tonight with Game Talk and what we've been playing over the past week. So coming up next, from Anarchy Reigns again, this one is for Anna. This is They Came From Underground. Anna, if you're still listening, be sure to let me know, because you've gone all quiet, and I want you to hear this one. So, enjoy.
Today.
No kidding! Hey, somebody take a look at that freakazoid over there! He's really disgusting!
Shit! They've spotted us!
He takes one step any closer, I'm gonna throw my tongue in his and blast him back into my brain!
No way you be!
Your face is blue and your arms are green!
Hiding in the ground like a submarine!
You're the ugliest creature I've ever seen!
Wanting to attack from your awful cave!
We'll attack your skull cracks, say some sound waves!
Shot to your face, then demand a raise!
It's a pain's only gain if you're left in the grave!
The first osmosis!
You're a disappearing crack! Your species is disgusting and you know this.
On this atmospheric particle,
I'll have to write an article.
For all of you subhumans, we're about to detonate.
They came Boom. From underground.
The stirring creatures from the abyss of hell.
They can knock us down.
Disfigured humans come out of the shell.
They wanna run this town.
Tear apart the people, eat more personnel.
They came from underground.
They came from
humanity.
Tell me how many years since the war began.
If the depths of hell is our origin,
I'ma grab a flesh wound and pour shit in.
Inferior species,
you're a mangled human mixed with feces.
A disease parasitic freak from underground.
We gon' kick you out our town.
So why you headed earthbound?
We gon' be launching a Scud missile at ya. Listen for the sound.
Keep the man in motion.
Shoot for your legs standing by the ocean.
If the river runs dry, better bring your lotion.
But they blocked all the sun like freaking
scum. They came from underground.
They're storing demons that hunger for
attack
blood.
To do our sound.
Let's hit the deck without making a thud.
Pound for pound.
I think I saw one unloading
this
gun.
They came from underground.
To end their madness.
I'll put a slug to the cranium.
Smash it apart like a broken geranium in a pot.
Do you know what we got?
We got a photon missile and we're taking a shot.
How? The game's changed because people are changing.
Humans rearranging the different strange thing.
In for the brain, maintain no fainting.
If it pays by the cards, then my man can change it.
The devil
at a molecular level.
You never stop, I'll strive.
You know I'm a rebel.
Cross between a human and a rat.
We should end the misery with a baseball bat.
Electrify.
Ride like a pork chop. Won't stop rapping till the human race is on top.
Up in this place, I won't knock.
Even though the earth's surface is scorching.
They came from underground.
Despicable creatures with mangled
so
limbs.
They could knock us down.
A pool of blood is where the bodies
swim. They run this town.
We're cocked and loaded, about to pull the pin.
They came from underground. They came from underground.
Despicable creatures with mangled limbs.
They do our sound.
A pool of blood is where the bodies swim.
Pound for pound.
We're cocked and loaded, about to pull the pin.
They came from underground.
Back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was They Came From Underground. Da 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 do da da yeah. That was the song we just played. If you just tuned in, I met Mario today. It was great. Welcome to Game Talk, where we talk about games and stuff. Everyone in the chat and on Twitter, at Voice of Sega, at Radio Sega, or at Dr. Skonic, be sure to tell me what you've been playing this past week. If you've been enjoying it, if you haven't been enjoying it, just your general thoughts and stuff like that. So me, I've been playing some more Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, of course, because that's my life at the moment. The past few months, I've been rushing a lot of games. Like, I rushed through Yakuza 0. I beat that in about 24 hours, I think it was, 25 hours, compared to a lot of people who played it for like 70 hours. Final Fantasy 15, all those sort of games, I got through rather quickly. With Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, I'm taking my time with it, because why not? I feel like this is a game that deserves a lot of my time, and I just love getting sidetracked in that game, exploring, stuff like that. It's amazing, I love it so much. One of my favourite Zelda games, probably one of my favourite games of all time, which is a very cliche thing to say, but it's true. So I've been playing a lot of that, and today I also, thanks to my friend Luke, got a copy of Valkyria Chronicles 2 for the PlayStation Portable, which I'll be playing soon after I finish Legend of Zelda, because I love Valkyria Chronicles, and I really want to play the second one. I said no, Yakuza 0 is a game to take your time. It was, but also with Yakuza 0, I was so invested with the story that I didn't want to get sidetracked to do heaps of side missions, or I'd sort of lose focus of the story, and I always wanted to know what happened next. So I try to get through the game as fast as I could, so I could see what actually happened, because the story was so engaging. I'll go back to Yakuza 0 eventually to do all the side quests, because they are hilarious, but I was just really, really engaged in the story at the time. I just needed to know what happened next. Unlike Zelda, where the story isn't the big thing is exploring, finding all the shrines, stuff like that. And that's what's keeping me from just blasting through the story, unlike with Yakuza 0. So I got Valkyria Chronicles 2 for the PSP. I'm going to play that a lot once I've finished with Zelda. I've also got to finish Project Cross Zone 2, which, if you don't know, is a game that crosses Namco, Capcom, and Sega characters all together in a JRPG, which is quite fun. I'm about chapter 15 in the game. There's about 25-30 chapters, so a lot. So I've still got quite a while to go, but it's a fun game. And Segata Sanshiro is a character in the game. I'm looking forward to coming up to him, but I haven't got there yet, so I'm looking forward to doing that. But yeah, apart from that, just Legend of Zelda, and of course ARMS, which I played today. GreenViper8 said, beat Ratchet & Clank PS4 in the past week, finally had this weekend to start Super Mario World, on top of balancing Future Tone. I haven't played Future Tone in a while, I only played it for about a week, and I haven't actually played my PS4 in like quite a while now, thanks to my Switch. Mario Kart Wii, and some Smash on the side, of course. With Ratchet & Clank for PS4, I got that on Christmas Day last year. I managed to finish the game in 24 hours, so I finished it in less than a day, which is pretty crazy of me. I really enjoy the game. The story was a bit... wasn't too keen on the whole cutscenes from the movie, and it was... The cutscenes cut off at really strange points, which I wasn't too keen on. IO says, you didn't get the toy for the little girl outside the arcades. I did get one of them for her. I remember doing that. I got one of the little toys, and she was happy, and then I came back again, and she was still there. I'm like, oh, no, not anymore. She can live without her toys. Rapid Run says, recently bought Kingdom Hearts 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue. Oh, what a title. And beat Aqua's story for the first time. Haven't played Kingdom Hearts in years, so I'm happy. I am yet to properly play a Kingdom Hearts game. I played a bit of Kingdom Hearts 2.5, but I wanted to play the original first to understand the story. And I recently got the 1.5, so I can play through the first three games. Technically, first three games. So I'm looking forward to playing that and being absolutely confused in the story, because I hear the story for Kingdom Hearts games make no sense whatsoever. Miles Princess, are you still playing Black Ops 3 Zombies? I think I'm addicted. Just love the weapon customization. I'm not too big of a fan of the zombie modes in all the recent Call of Duties. I'm more of a fan of the original Modern Warfare zombies. That was my fun, and that was my fun. That was the most fun I had with zombies with the original map they had. I can still remember it to this day. I had the iOS game for it. I used to play that all the time, seeing what level I could get up to. Green Viper 8 says, I got it on December 27th, but then I broke my phone the same day, so I had to stop, and I only just picked it up again. Let's all take a moment in silence for Green Viper's phone. Before you take a moment of silence. Poor phone. Anyway, unfortunately, after that moment of silence for Green Viper's phone, got to end the show. Thank you all very much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed hearing about my little Comic-Con adventure and all that jazz. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you to Mr. Andy for tuning in. Green Viper, all the other people in the chat. Let's have a look. Who were you? Rapid Run, Miles Prince, II, among some others, and also Anna, if you're still awake and alive. Probably not, but oh well. But to end the show tonight, we're going to end it off with a nice little track from Phantasy Star Online 2. This is World of Me. Enjoy.